Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by Natalie Peters, the community health educator at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so we have multiple things to get to this month in June. So we'll start off with swimming and some tips there. What are some things that adults can do to be able to stay safe while swimming?
Yeah. So drowning is not just an issue for kids. Adults die every year from drowning too. So the two most important rules to know when it comes to swimming safety for adults are to never swim alone and to never swim impaired. So that means always bring someone with you when you swim, especially in natural bodies of water like lakes and rivers. And then don't take any medications or drugs, including alcohol, that can make you drowsy before entering a body of water, because those are the situations where we see the most accidents and deaths.
And what are maybe some tips to take whenever supervising young children?
It's important to swim in areas where there's a lifeguard on duty to kind of have that backup second person with their eyes, making sure that your child is safe. Even if there is a lifeguard on duty, be sure to watch your children closely when they are swimming. So this includes not even looking at your cell phone or other devices, because accidents can happen so quickly. So make sure you're really staying vigilant. Never leave a young child unattended near water, and don't trust a child to be the sole supervisor of another child. There should always be an adult watching as well. If you have a home pool, make sure to secure it with appropriate barriers like a fence or something like that to prevent unsupervised access to the water. And then the last tip is to have children wear bright swimsuits that stand out from the color of water. So for example, orange and red swimwear are more easily visible to lifeguards than blue or green swimwear.
Awesome. Thanks for all that. And then also, are there any immediate actions to follow if you begin drowning?
Yeah, if you feel like you're starting to drown or you are swept away by a current or something, like especially if you're on vacation and swimming in the ocean, try to float on your back as the first thing, just to keep your head above water. It's important to stay calm as best as you can in a scary situation like that, because tense muscles use more oxygen. You want to preserve your oxygen, so relaxing as best you can will help you with that. So when you do need a breather, just push your hands down until your mouth is above water and take a breath. So repeat this every 10 to 15 seconds. We'll kind of preserve the rest that you can get. And then if there are other people around, or even if you don't see anyone, it's still good to try to get others' attention by shouting, waving, or splashing around.
Great tips there. It's also Tick Safety Awareness Month. And so what are ways that people can take to protect themselves as well as their pets from tick bites?
Yes. So ticks live in grassy, brushy, or wooded areas. So spending time in these areas would bring you in closer contact with ticks. So therefore, you should always walk in the center of trails to kind of avoid brushing up against any sort of plants where those ticks are hiding. Before you go outside, use insect repellent with ingredients such as DEET, PMD, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, which might be written as OLE in the ingredients list. And then when you do come back indoors after being outside, check your clothing and your body for ticks right away. If you do find a tick on you, just use tweezers to pull it out steadily, ideally by its head, because that's where it burrows and might potentially transfer bacteria, and then wash that affected area. And then as far as keeping pets safe from ticks, try to prevent them from running off trails and areas where the ticks are most common, like I said before, and just keeping up to date with tick and flea medications or using tick and flea collars. Those will help kind of ward off any ticks on your animal's fur, and then just grooming your pets regularly as well. Keep the fur a little bit shorter. Just like you do with yourself, check your pets for ticks after being outside and remove them the same way you would remove them on a person.
Awesome. And so if a tick does bite your pet, what's some of the severity levels that can end up reaching?
Yeah, so for humans, we're concerned about Lyme disease, but obviously ticks can transmit diseases to pets as well. And there are several diseases actually that can affect dogs and cats. So look for signs of tick-borne diseases in your pets, like vomiting, fever, swelling around joints, lameness, and lethargy. And let your vet know right away if you notice any of these symptoms, because it can become serious. There could be serious complications or even death.
And with more mosquitoes out too, as we approach the summer, how can people protect themselves from them?
Yeah, well, mosquito bites can be more than just itchy and annoying. They can also lead to diseases like Zika, malaria, West Nile virus, and dengue fever, which have all been reported in the U.S. They're not just diseases that are found in other countries. Be sure to use repellents like you would for ticks. DEET is one of the most common and effective repellents for mosquitoes. And then use mosquito netting when you're sleeping outdoors, like if you're camping or something like that, make sure to protect yourself at night. And then just at home or maybe around your campsite as well, remove any standing water. Like if it rained heavily and there's like some puddle buildup, try to kind of drain that area since mosquitoes use standing water to lay their eggs.
Again, we are speaking here with the community health educator at the Dallas County Health Department, Natalie Peters. And Natalie, it's also Alzheimer's Awareness Month. What are maybe some signs to watch for to identify Alzheimer's symptoms?
So some early signs of Alzheimer's and dementia include memory loss that disrupts daily life, difficulty completing familiar tasks, misplaced items and inability to retrace steps, confusion with time or place, new problems with words and speaking or writing, and changes to mood or personality.
How should someone approach a person with Alzheimer's disease? For example, how to talk to them?
Yeah, so it's just important to approach with kindness and patience, specifically when interacting with people who have Alzheimer's or dementia. Try to be calm, use calm language and demeanor. Use clear communication, such as speaking slowly in simple sentences. Be patient with them. And then avoid getting irritated and falling for issues like arguing with them, maybe ordering them around or talking down to them. Be respectful.
And how long do stages during Alzheimer's, how long do they usually last?
So there's early stage, middle stage, and late stage Alzheimer's. And the symptoms worsen over time as they progress through the stages, but the rate at which this disease progresses, it'll vary person to person. So it's kind of hard to say how long everyone will experience those who are affected by the disease. On average, a person with Alzheimer's will live about 48 years after their diagnosis, but they can live as long as 20 years, depending on treatment and things like that.
And again, last question here, how can it affect people's behavior?
So Alzheimer's disease kills off some brain cells, which can kind of lead to those personality changes and behavior changes, unfortunately. So kind of just building off what I said before, people with Alzheimer's might have less control over their feelings and how to express them. They might overreact to things and have rapid mood changes and just kind of generally feel irritable. They might get upset and worried and angry more easily, and they also might try to hide things or believe other people are hiding things from them, and that paranoia from their symptoms. Important to look out for those things and talk to a doctor if you notice a loved one experiencing those, for example.
The Dallas County Health Department has a seniors farmers market coming up, and so can you kind of just first of all just give us an overview of that program?
The Dallas County Health Department is assisting aging resources of Central Iowa in recruiting and registering older adults for the senior farmers market nutrition program. So this program provides $50 to income-eligible older adults that can be spent at participating farmers markets and roadside stands on fresh fruits and vegetables, herbs, and honey from Iowa producers.
And how can seniors become eligible for the benefits?
To be eligible for the program, you must be 60 years of age or older, live in Dallas County, and have a yearly income at or below $27,861 for single individuals, or a combined yearly income less than $37,814 for married couples.
Do you know approximately how many seniors utilize the farmers market program here in Dallas County?
So our department has signed up over 160 people for the program so far this year, and we'll continue to do so throughout the summer. So there's been a pretty good amount of interest in our community for sure.
Awesome. All right. And can you talk about the next steps if people are interested in participating?
Yeah. So there are three steps if you're interested. First one is to call the Dallas County Health Department. Our number is 515-993-3750 to complete an application over the phone. So one of our health navigators will confirm your eligibility and then ask a few screening questions. The next step is to pick up your checks at the Dallas County Health Department. Our office address is 25747 N Ave in Adel. We're just upstairs on the second level. So at pickup, we will collect a signature and provide the checks along with more information about the local markets. And then the last step is just to purchase produce and use your checks between June 1st and October 31st. So nearby farmers markets with participating vendors are located in Adel, Perry, Waukee, Johnston, and Valley Junction farmers markets. So just look for vendors at these locations who have signs that they accept farmers market nutrition program vouchers.
Awesome. Again, we have been speaking here to the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.